The Diamond Ring Fling by Laurie Van Pelt. I first met Willis at an execution. I recall the event clearly, for this murder occurred not on the gallows, as one might expect of such a grisly deed, but inside the raucous environs of the Cottonwood Saloon in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Providence decreed that the murder was not my own, nor was it my doing, but the blood remains on my hands. I played a part, whether I like to admit it was so or not. Willis saved my life. Cheyenne had earned a reputation as the Magic City of the Plains. The nickname attached itself because the town had sprung up with great alacrity on the barren plains penetrated by the steel rods of the railroad. I found this city to be anything but magical, through my own folly entirely. On that particular October evening in 1895, four men surrounded a table in the center of the smoky room, intent on winning money through the luck of the draw. Among them, confident and assured, sat Marcus Dalton. I sat at Marcus's side, gaily watching the proceedings. Other girls seduced younger men slick with liquor up the back stairs to Miss Ruthie's special rooms. Marcus and I had no need of such diversions on this night. He gambled with funds he'd saved from his work on the railroad, planning to increase his holdings and then purchase land. Land. Every man's savior. Any man who ventured west and found himself on this humble open space, filled with winter winds and harsh lessons, desired to own property, as if he could take it over and make the lonely acres entirely his own. But land, and the passion for its ownership, is a demanding mistress. Land led astray many more men than it ever gave sterling living and well-bred respect to, or so I believed.